Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Today is the 9th day of December, and I am Brian, and I'm feeling good. I guess I'm listening to myself going, you're kind of overdoing it a little bit. And not for any reason, except for that I'm going to have a baby. So I think that's going to keep me on cloud 9 for a good week. Bear with me. Things will return to normal soon. So how are you today? Hopefully everything is well with you. We're moving straightway toward the end of the year, and man, it comes fast. We sort of really hit a lot of small books in the New and Old Testament. We're just blazing through them. Although today, we will come to the final book of the New Testament and kind of ride there through the rest of the year. But in the Old Testament, we come to the book of Joel. The prophet Joel wrote the book of prophecy, named after him, more than likely in the mid-800s BC. He writes of a vast horde of locusts that have invaded the land and obliterated the crops and everything else, causing great famine. And he uses this natural disaster as a backdrop to call the children of Israel to repentance. As is true with most of the Bible, this brings them to a fork in the road where a choice must be made. They can return to God and enjoy his blessings and restoration, or they can reject God and face the day of the Lord, the day of God's judgment. Of course, it's never God's will that his people suffer these terrible repercussions. So he's constantly calling them back, as he does today. Constantly inviting us to return and come back. We see this through some of the most beautiful promises of restoration and hope in the entire Bible, spoken through the prophet Joel. Chapter 1, verse 1. Through 3:21 from the New International Version this week. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, son of Pethuel. Hear this, you elders. Listen, all you who live in the land. Has anything like this ever happened in your days or in the days of your ancestors? Tell it to your children, and let your children tell it to their children, and their children to the next generation. What the locust swarm has left, the great locusts have eaten. What the great locusts have left, the young locusts have eaten. What the young locusts have left, other locusts have eaten. Wake up, you drunkards, and weep. Wail, all you drinkers of wine. Wail because of the new wine, for it has been snatched from your lips. A nation has invaded my land, a mighty army without number. It has the teeth of a lion, the fangs of a lioness. It has laid waste my vines and ruined my fig trees. It has stripped off their bark and thrown it away, leaving their branches white. Mourn like a virgin in sackcloth, grieving for the betrothed of her youth. Grain offerings and drink offerings are cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests are in mourning, those who minister before the Lord. The fields are ruined. The ground is dried up. The grain is destroyed. The new wine is dried up. The olive oil fails. Despair, you farmers. Wail, you vine growers. Grieve for the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field is destroyed. The vine is dried up, and the fig tree is withered. The pomegranate, the palm, and the apple tree, all the trees of the field are dried up. Surely the people's joy is withered away. Put on sackcloth, you priests, and mourn. Wail, you who minister before the altar. Come, spend the night in sackcloth, you who minister before my God. For the grain offerings and drink offerings are withheld from the house of your God. Declare a holy fast. Call a sacred assembly. Summon the elders and all who live in the land to the house of the Lord your God and cry out to the Lord. Alas for that day, for the day of the Lord is near. It will come like destruction from the Almighty. Has not the food been cut off before our very eyes? Joy and gladness from the house of our God? The seeds are shriveled beneath the clods. The storehouses are in ruins. The granaries have been broken down, for the grain has dried up. How the cattle moan. The herds mill about because they have no pasture. Even the flocks of sheep are suffering. To you, Lord, I call. For fire has devoured the pastures in the wilderness, and flames have burned up all the trees of the field. Even the wild animals pant for you. The streams of water have dried up, and fire has devoured the pastures in the wilderness. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness. Like dawn spreading across the mountains, a large and mighty army comes, such as never was in ancient times, nor ever will be in ages to come. Before them fire devours. Behind them a flame blazes. Before them the land is like the Garden of Eden. Behind them a desert waste. Nothing escapes them. They have the appearance of horses. They gallop along like cavalry, with a noise like that of chariots. They leap over the mountain tops, like a crackling fire consuming stubble, like a mighty army drawn up for a battle. At the sight of them, nations are in anguish. Every face turns pale. They charge like warriors. They scale walls like soldiers. They all march in line, not swerving from their course. They do not jostle each other. Each marches straight ahead. They plunge through defenses without breaking ranks. They rush upon the city. They run along the wall. They climb into the houses. Like thieves, they enter through the windows. Before them, the earth shakes. The heavens tremble. The sun and moon are darkened, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord thunders at the head of his army. His forces are beyond number, and mighty is the army that obeys his command. The day of the Lord is great. It is dreadful. Who can endure it? Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Who knows? He may turn and relent and leave behind a blessing, grain offerings and drink offerings for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Declare a holy fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the people. Consecrate the assembly. Bring together the elders. Gather the children, those nursing at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Let the priests who minister before the Lord weep between the portico and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, Lord. Do not make your inheritance an object of scorn, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord was jealous for his land and took pity on his people. The Lord replied to them, I am sending you grain, new wine and olive oil, enough to satisfy you fully. Never again will I make you an object of scorn to the nations. I will drive the northern horde far from you, pushing it into a parched and barren land. Its eastern ranks will drown in the Dead Sea, and its western ranks in the Mediterranean Sea, and its stench will go up, its smell will rise. Surely, he has done great things. Do not be afraid, land of Judah. Be glad and rejoice. Surely the Lord has done great things. Do not be afraid, you wild animals, for the pastures in the wilderness are becoming green. The trees are bearing their fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their riches. Be glad, people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the autumn rains, because he is faithful. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains as before. The threshing floors will be filled with grain. The vats will overflow with new wine and oil. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten. The great locust and the young locust. The other locusts and the locust swarm. My great army that I sent among you. You will have plenty to eat until you are full. And you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed. Then you will know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. Never again will my people be shamed. And afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and on earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be deliverance. As the Lord has said, even among the survivors whom the Lord calls. In those days and at that time, when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all nations and bring them down into the valleys of Jehoshaphat. There I will put them on trial for what they did to my inheritance, my people Israel, because they scattered my people among the nations and divided up my land. They cast lots for my people and traded boys for prostitutes. They sold girls for wine to drink. Now, what have you against me, Tyre and Sidon, and all you regions of Philistia? Are you repaying me for something I have done? If you are paying me back, I will swiftly and speedily return on your own heads what you have done. For you took my silver and my gold and carried off my finest treasures to your temples. You sold the people of Judah and Jerusalem to the Greeks, that you might send them far from their homeland. See, I am going to rouse them out of the places to which you sold them, and I will return on your own heads what you have done. I will sell your sons and daughters to the people of Judah, and they will sell them to the Sabaeans, a nation far away. The Lord has spoken. Proclaim this among the nations. Prepare for war. Rouse the warriors. Let all the fighting men draw near and attack. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weakling say, I am strong. Come quickly, all you nations from every side, and assemble there. Bring down your warriors, Lord. Let the nations be roused. Let them advance into the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there I will sit to judge all the nations on every side. Swing the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, trample the grapes, for the winepress is full, and the vats overflow. So great is their wickedness. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and moon will be darkened and the stars no longer shine. The Lord will roar from Zion and thunder from Jerusalem. The earth and the heavens will tremble, but the Lord will be a refuge for his people, a stronghold for the people of Israel. Then you will know that I, the Lord your God, dwell in Zion, my holy hill. Jerusalem will be holy. Never again will foreigners invade her. And that day the mountains will drip new wine, and the hills will flow with milk. All the ravines of Judah will run with water, A fountain will flow out of the Lord's house and will water the valley of acacias. But Egypt will be desolate, Edom a desert waste, because of violence done to the people of Judah, in whose land they shed innocent blood. Judah will be inhabited forever, and Jerusalem through all generations. Shall I leave their innocent blood unavenged? No, I will not. The Lord dwells in Zion. The book of Revelation isn't really a book at all. It's a letter written by the Apostle John while he was exiled on the island of Patmos. Patmos is an island southwest of Ephesus that the Romans used to banish people who had committed crimes against Rome. John would have been a very old man at this point, and he wrote this letter to churches that had been established during the time of Paul's missionary journeys, some 50 years earlier. Revelation is one of the more controversial or misunderstood books of the Bible, but no matter which school of interpretation you adhere to, when you distill it all down, it's a call to repentance and spiritual renewal. It's a letter to encourage Christians and bolster their faith in the face of tribulation and trial, and it's a letter of great hope. Because once again, it shows that our Lord and Savior Jesus is in fact all powerful. And in the end, he remains victorious. And we, along with him. And so we begin the final book of the New Testament. If you can believe it, we've come to this point. Revelation chapter 1. Verses 1 through 20 today. The revelation from Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw, that is, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. John, to the seven churches in the province of Asia, grace and peace to you from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom, and priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all peoples on earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. On the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, write on a scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me, and when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet, with a golden sash around his chest. The hair on his head was white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he held 7 stars, and coming out of his mouth was a sharp, double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. Write, therefore, what you have seen, what is now, and what will take place later. The mystery of the 7 stars that you saw in my right hand and of the 7 golden lampstands is this. The 7 stars are the angels of the 7 churches, and the 7 lampstands are the 7 churches." Psalm 128, 1 through 6. A Song of Ascents. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to Him. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Yes, this will be the blessing for the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you live to see your children's children. Peace be on Israel. Proverbs 29:18. Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. But blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instruction. Father, that is our desire, to heed wisdom's instruction and to not heed it on our own terms, to not look at wisdom in such a way that we interpret it alone, that we think we know what you're saying, and so we bring it into our own context and then live, and only to find that maybe we haven't been living by wisdom, not the truth of it at all. We pledge to not try to make these things work on our own terms. We do it all the time. Even as we're pressing in and trying to serve you, we try to make it by our own standard work. Forgive us for that, because that's doing it without revelation. And when we do that, we cast off restraint. Blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instruction. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to come. Lead us into all truth. Lead us into all wisdom. We submit to your authority and set aside our assumptions and interpretations to your will. We're not throwing aside our experience or the things that we have gained along the way, that you have given to us and interpreted for us. But we set aside the possibility that what you are doing in us may be new. We set aside our agendas. We set aside what we think we know. Because no matter what we know only in part. We see only through a glass darkly, and yet you see the whole thing. So at every turn, even when we're relying on experience, even when we're relying on the things that we think we know, we submit to your authority. We consult you. We say, Jesus, come, show us, lead us in all truth. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website, and it's been a hot place of activity lately, and that's great. The website is, of course, the place to jump into community. If you hit the website, you immediately know what's going on in the community, and there's been a lot going on in the community of late. Of course, the latest news being that that Jill and I will have a baby. We went to the doctor yesterday and got to see the baby for the first time. Of course, he or she is just a little tyke, half an inch big, but we at least found out that late July, 21st of July, is the expected due date. And so we have that to prepare and look forward to, so I can block a few weeks off on my schedule and not find myself somewhere that I shouldn't be when I'm going to have a baby. So that's all good news, and we thank you for your prayers. I mean, this is a very exciting time, but oh man, if ever we needed the prayers of this community, it's now. There's quite a bit going on. The other thing that's going on is the launch of the Passages book. And, you know, I've kind of gotten over talking about that every day. I wrote it, and so it's like, you know, do I really want to pound my own book every day? But I'm kind of past that. The news of this baby and everything is just help me to refocus. Yes, of course I want to talk about it. I wrote it for people who are desperate to find God's word and to understand how to approach it so that a relationship, a friendship, the counsel of God Almighty can come to their lives. So I can't think of anything more worth doing than offering God's word, the counsel of the ages, to a person's life who can't make it work on their own. And that's a lot of people. That's most people. So yeah, you can find Passages, you know, more and more. You can find Passages anywhere. You can order a hard copy of Passages from the dailyaudiobible.com web store by just clicking store. If audiobook is your thing, then audible.com, iTunes, and now Amazon has it, I saw. So amazon.com, as well as barnesandnoble.com. I think, I don't know all of the different audiobook outlets that there will be, but I know that those are the major ones, and it's available as an audiobook on all of them. I know that Amazon has it for the Kindle. I know that barnesandnoble.com has it for the Nook. But the only place that you get a physical book at this point is dailyaudiobible.com. The actual physical books don't come for another week or two. This isn't really all supposed to fully roll out until after Christmas, but it's rolling out. That's kind of how things work. And I'm just kind of keeping everybody posted. So Passages is available. And if you would continue to help people be aware of the book, this is the season for it. I mean, it sounds self-serving, but I'm like I said, I'm past that. It's not. Every book that sells supports the Daily Audio Bible. No matter where it sells, it's some kind of self-promotional shtick. People are looking for spirituality in this season. It's a season of joy, but there's an underlying tension. Either you're feeling like you're spending too much money, or you're feeling like you're trying to be happy, and there's this undercurrent, this underlying sadness beneath it all that you're trying to keep at bay and run from. Christmas hits, it's beautiful, but then it's anticlimactic because the next day you're taking stuff back. And then the in-between week, what do I do with my life? I've eaten too much. I work so hard to lose 20 pounds and I just gained 10 of it back. I gotta get my butt in the gym. And you hit the new year. We've actually been running a campaign all month from the Daily Audio Bible, all throughout the internet, called Get Your Butt in the Bible. And it's aimed right for that time when everybody's reflecting and going, I gotta get my butt in the gym. I've got to get some direction. I've got to move forward. I can't do another year like this. Yeah, there's an answer to that. Get your butt in the Bible. And so you can find that at dailyaudiobible.com/Bible. That's where the landing page is for Get Your Butt in the Bible. And we'll post on Facebook before too long. Well, hold on. I'm just making you aware. We're doing this behind the scenes. All of these efforts of the Daily Audio Bible to draw those people, which each of us, you and me both, we were one of those people at one time. We were desperate for something. And then God's word showed up in our lives and became alive. And somehow something that was dead resurrected inside. And we started to remember who we were. And then we started to believe who we are. And I believe next year is about living as if that were true. A fundamental shift in the way we look at everything. So, I don't know exactly how I got into all that, but anyway, dailyaudiobible.com is where you can get passages. There's a cool gift basket that we're selling for Christmas that has passages and some coffee or tea and a wind farm mug. You can get those there, give them as gifts. I've spoken a couple times about gifting the app. There's a link to do that on the homepage of dailyaudiobible.com. All of these little hooks that anybody can participate in any sort of way. Maybe you give digital Christmas cards. You do it the green way. Gift the app. Gift the app. It's 99 cents. Give it to somebody and invite them along for the adventure with you in community next year. Send it to a few of your friends. People that you know are searching for this. Give it to them. The worst that can happen is that they don't do anything with it and you get your dollar back. The best that can happen is that you spent a dollar and a world changed. So, okay, now I'm going to climb down and not go any further. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, the website is the place to do that. Thank you. In this season, as we transition into a new year, your partnership is so desperately needed. And I thank you. For being family, for upholding this mission to bring the spoken word of God to anyone who will listen, anywhere on this planet, any time of day or night, and to create a community around this so that nobody has to be alone ever again. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. And then that will do it for today. I love you very much. I'm Brian. Be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, this is Elva, and I have been so blessed by the Daily Audio Bible that I want to put a prayer request on this line. My sister in Colorado Springs, her husband has been laid off work for over 6 months now, and hasn't been able to find a job. So they are at the end of their rope right now. If we could pray that he will be able to find a job, or if they need to move to somewhere else where there is a job opportunity open, that's what they want to follow God's will. Thank you.
Hey, brothers and sisters in Christ. This is Marcello again from Japan. Just want to give a praise report and prayer request. First, I want to start out with the prayer that the Lord has given me, and that is that we, the saints of God, because of Christ Jesus, pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for more of our awesome Abba's faith, favor, mercy, and continuous grace to be in, on, and all around each of us and our families this day and forevermore. And Holy Spirit, please continue to guide us, lead us, direct us, teach us into all truth. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Also, so the praise report, about 2 months ago I called concerning my my wife, who is basically reliving her teenage years, even though she's in her 30s. And I thank a couple of my brothers out there who lifted me up in prayer and spoke about it on the podcast here. I really appreciate that, brothers. So, and you're right about we may not ever get the opportunity to forgive at such an intense level until we can forgive those that are so close to us. But the praise report is that it seems that God has been using my wife and as a fishhook into the darkness, because for one thing, she needed a lawyer to get her out of her car accident here in Japan and DUI. Well, that lawyer just became a Christian this week, and I've been witnessing to him, and his name is Takaesu, first name Toshimitsu. So I want to lift him up in prayer. The car needed to be repaired, so I contacted a junkyard owner, and his name is Tanaka-san, and yesterday he became part of the family as a brother in Christ. And as my wife was going out reliving her youthful stage, she met some friends, some pretty decent friends that I finally got to meet over the past few weeks, and one of them is a DJ, and her name happens to be DJ Justice. She's one that is anyway, she's got a pretty active following, and she became a Christian sister about 2 or 3 days ago. I believe it was the 17th of November, and today's the 19th of November. So I just want to praise the Lord for his work, and it's just so amazing how, you know, the Lord can use any circumstance for his glory if we would just be open to it, just be sold out to him and just ask him to use us or be willing to be used in any circumstance. So I just want to praise him for that. And I just ask the brothers and sisters to lift these three, that's Jakora Justice, Toshimitsu Takaesu, and Tanaka-san, which is like Mr. Tanaka. If we just lift these three up in prayer so that the Lord would do his work in them, that his will and perfect will for their life would be done and accomplished. Father, we pray this now, and I ask my brothers and sisters to pray this with me.
Hello, DVI Bible family. This is Jose. I'm calling from Tucson. I'm calling for a prayer request for my brother. His name's also Jose. He's struggling with schizophrenia and just insecurity and doubt and depression. So there's definitely a battle in his mind. And I'm just calling for prayer for that. And in obedience to God, because I felt compelled and guided to call maybe a year ago, and I've been putting it off. So I just also want to encourage those that have been wanting to call and haven't, just to let you know that the sooner the better, especially if you know for sure that God's guiding you to call. It might just be the way that it pleases him to provide for healing. So I'm asking for prayers for this petition from my brother Jose here in Tucson. And thank you guys very much for praying, and God bless you. Goodbye.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible prayer. This is Tracy Baker out of Texas. Blessed be to everyone out there. I can't say how much I love this forum. Today I'm calling to give Brian a little support. I'm a 2-year listener, and this has really changed my life. I cannot go 2 days without listening to Brian read the Bible and give his commentary on what the scriptures mean to me, to him. I listened to a year behind, and I listened to the up-to-date readings. I'm currently up-to-date, but I also listened to the previous year, and I just happened to be listening to last year's May 14th. That's where I was, and, you know, it's like 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm at work, and this is the best way to spend some leisure time. But I was listening to Brian, your commentary on May 14th, and you know, it's a blessing what you do, and sometimes we forget that even though you're doing this, and you know, you have struggles on your own, and I seem to hear a lot of your personal conflict, you know, that goes on in your life in that particular commentary. And I do understand, and my prayers are with you and each and everyone else, but specifically you, Brian, because we do tend to hold you up because of what you're doing, but you're just like everyone else, growing and learning, you know, learning God's word just like we all are. You know, no matter you know how far advanced you are in it, it's still a struggle for each and every one of you. And I just wanted to lend you some support, because without you, Brian, you gathered a lot of sheep. And that's the most important thing. So blessings and prayers to you and your family. You've got some wonderful children. You're giving them an excellent growing foundation. So I just wanted to offer my thanks and my prayers to Brian Harden and his family. Thank you. Have a good night. And I love listening to you, Brian, and your commentary. Thank you. Good night.